Tactical strategy number 8 is the expansion of the relationship. And what this is really about is increasing the business that you do with existing clients, and it's all about wallet share. That means that you, in effect, have the majority, if not all, of your clients' assets that you're investing, and all the different related financial services, products and services, rather, that they need, you're the one that does it. And the beauty of this is that you're not necessarily having to move money around. You're just adding different financial products and services to fit the needs of your clients. And great things happen when you do this. All of my experience and the studies that I've seen indicate that the more products and services that are done, business increases exponentially. If you double the number of products and services, in many cases, you'll triple the business. It also contributes to a high retention rate. Again, my experience has shown and studies that I've been, research that I've seen, has shown that if you have 6 or more products and services, you have almost, with each client, you have almost a perfect retention rate. So I call it the power of 6. The goal, your goal, is to have 6 different products and services with every client. And if you do, business is going to increase and retention is going to increase. So how do you do that? Quite simply, list out the 10, 12, 15 kind of total different products and services that you could offer a client. And then as you talk with your clients, make a check mark on the different products and services they have now and pick the ones that are appropriate for that particular client and expose them to it. And that's it. It's no more complicated than that. It's just being organized in your approach as opposed to just kind of randomly talking about things as it occurs to you. It's just being proactive and it's organizing yourself to capitalize on this power of 6. So let me just, again, share with you. End up with 10, 12, 15 different total products and services. You look at each client and you find which ones are appropriate for them and you just let them know about it. And you put a check mark next to every time you expose them to a different product with the idea that at least 6 check marks are made for each client. Chances are, if you expose them to it, they may very well end up doing it with you because it's so much more convenient for them. Why not have everything done by one person? The problem is many clients don't know that you have that available. And if you share with them, hey, I've got it available, and by the way, we're competitive with it, and by the way, it simplifies your life, then it's almost a non-brainer for them to consolidate everything with you, and then business increases and your chances of retention are much higher. Many firms have internal specialists that they work with that specialize in these different products and services, but even if your firm doesn't, you can build a network of experts around you that can help you in terms of educating your clients and talking with them at some level of expertise about things that you may not necessarily be an expert about. We mentioned before that most millionaires want to work with someone that uses a wealth management approach. This kind of expansion tactical strategy personifies the wealth management approach. It takes care of the whole picture. It ties it together that the wealthy investor can go to one person, which is you, and it's tied together in a comprehensive plan. I am confident that if you organize yourself and expose clients to at least 6 different products and services a year, that you can increase your business by 5 to 10 basis points just by following this particular strategy, which, you know, can be a significant amount of business. The other point that I want to cover in this category is having every client do at least a minimum level of business. And this is commonplace in the professional services arena. My CPA charges me X amount of dollars kind of no matter what I do. I mean, you know, no matter how simple my return is, he has a minimum level that he charges people to do a tax return. Same way with my attorney. If I call my attorney and I ask him a question, the meter runs and I get a bill like the next day for a 15-minute conversation. Professionals have hourly rates and minimum amounts of business. In our industry, we don't necessarily do that. And so I would suggest that you review your clients and look at what the kind of business they've done in the last 12 months. And if they're not doing a certain minimum level, you determine what that is, but say $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 in business, then you know you need to either move them up or replace them with someone that's capable of it. And you might say, well, they don't take a lot of time, and I like working with them, and I've worked with them for a long time, but the cumulative effect is if you have a lot of clients that don't do much business with you, they do take your time, and they take your team's time. And so having a minimum level of business that every client does, and you can determine what that is, I think is a very important exercise and something that all professionals do, and I would encourage you to do that.